Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Julio Gonzalez. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Broderick Perkins. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Hassey and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field. Bannister picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bannister. Whitaker scores. Grubb moves to third. Gibson moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Gibson scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bannister moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bannister moves to third. One out. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bannister scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians won. The Tigers will come to bat. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler moves to third. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tabler scores. Vukovich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Vukovich moves to third. Franco moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vukovich scores. Franco scores. Bannister moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Herndon goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutcliffe covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler takes first base on ball 4. Thornton moves to second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to third. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Tabler moves to second. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tabler moves to third. Vukovic moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey is walked intentionally. Larry Pashnik now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Franco reaches second base with a double. Franco is thrown out after the base hit. Tabler scores. Vukovic scores. Hassey goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 8-5, Indians. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a line drive into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trillo strikes out. One out. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pashnik fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Perkins. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gonzalez. Thornton scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 10-5, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Underwood now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hassey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got four RBIs. Franco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Franco reaches second base with a double. Hassey scores. It's 11-5, Indians. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Franco moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to home to get Franco. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco misplays the ball. That's an error on Franco. Julio Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Thornton moves to third. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 12-5, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker catches it and throws to first to double up Tabler. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hassey hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Toby Hara now playing third base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vukovich. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Whitaker moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-8, Indians. Dan Spillner now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 8. The Indians will come to bat. Howard Bailey now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got five RBIs. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-3 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Julio Gonzalez. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Brookins trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 8. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing shortstop. John Wackenfuss now playing third base. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Bailey covering, for the out. Two outs. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 8. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gibson strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herndon moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Leach is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 8. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.